Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With Xavier Worthy, I saw an ability to control that speed that was unique with how much teams are able to take advantage of that speed now at the NFL level with how they're using motion. I think he can be such a weapon.
Quick toss to Xavier Worthy. Worthy is still out. The burners, the sideline. He's tough. He's fast. He's Xavier Worthy. House call.
If you want to see NFL receiver things, like NFL receiver routes, NFL receiver alignment, X receiver stuff, you get it from A.D. Mitchell's film, man.
Lewis in the pocket, launching downfield. Mitchell, touchdown, Texas.
And then you get to that kind of second-ish tier, if you will, of Brian Thomas, Adonai Mitchell, Keon Coleman, Troy Franklin, Xavier Worthy are all there. Xavier Leggett. I'll tell you what, to watch these guys at the combine, big, tall, heavy, fast dude.
Right or wrong, I probably deserve criticism for trading up sometimes. I get that. But if there's a guy I like and I'm confident, I want to go to bed Thursday night that I got him.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Like I said earlier, I appreciate that from Brandon Bean. I just wouldn't, just don't subscribe to the idea of like sort of like or don't like. If he trades back this year, which is my favorite idea, is it a takeaway that he doesn't like anybody? Is that what we should think? He just doesn't like anybody? No, he just understands how the world works, you know? But maybe GMs think that it's sort of like a negative. We've talked like that before. Trading down for EJ Manuel. What, if you really like him, just pick him. Well, you know, there are people that look at it that way. This isn't weird at all. There are three of us sitting. We could all touch, right? If we all put our hands out, we could all touch. But we don't have to do that. But we're all looking into our own cameras.
I don't want to touch any of yous.
Does this ever happen in, like, regular life where you have three people in a room sitting this close together, and they're all just looking right into their...
I think also on radio shows across the country regularly, maybe this happens all the time.
If you are watching, okay. Yeah. If you are watching us on Facebook Live, we are all sitting like right next to each other here. Mike Shope and the Bulldog with Nate Geary, who joins us as we continue our special Facebook Live pre-draft show presented by Upstate Honda Dealers. Nate, you and I haven't spoken throughout any of this. Every minute, I'm sure to our listeners, sounds like wide receivers are the only players eligible for the draft. I mean, we're just sort of almost, I feel like sometimes I'm begging our guests, like, Is there anybody else worth even talking about? Does it have to be receiver? Do you feel yourself that it has to be receiver in round one?
I'm not sure it was strategic to put me directly between Joe and Jeremy. Hopefully Jeremy's not listening, because I am with you on the trade back thing. That's my ideal scenario at the moment. But I am also not like wide receiver or die guy. I think there are going to be players at the 28th overall pick if the Bills just want to stay put. And I like enough guys in the second round where I think if a trade up makes sense for Brandon Bean, it's in the second round. If you want to move up into the 50s, high 40s, I think it costs significantly less, and I think you can get a good player, a starting caliber player at the wide receiver position in the second round. I, of course, would like the Bills to walk away with a player they feel really good about at the wide receiver position in the first round. This feels like every draft for the last 3 years where they're in a position where there's going to be I'm thinking maybe 2 years ago when there was that run on receivers. Last year, the run on receivers, the Zay Flowers,
right,
and those,
them, yeah,
just ahead of them. And they are sort of left at the altar if that was a move or a position that they were targeting last year, which, you know, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But I'm of the mind that if a guy like Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon is a center that you could plug in and absolutely start and not have to move Connor McGovern, I'm open to that move. Johnny Newton, which I think is a guy that you keep hearing more and more and more about as a guy that's moving up draft boards right now, the defensive tackle from Illinois.
He visited.
He did. He did. And I think there are corners that are going to be there. And I know Cooper DeJean just visited as well last week from Iowa. And, you know, Kool-Aid McKinstry, too, is a name that they could absolutely go and get. So, listen, do I want them to take a receiver? Absolutely. That is a position, a huge position of need. But this is not a perfect roster right now. There are plenty of holes. And at 28th overall, you can get a good player. I know Brandon Bean said that there weren't 28 first-round grades, but that doesn't mean a guy at 28 won't have a first-round grade for them, because not every draft board's made the same.
Right. Well, you don't. It's a good thing you're only part-time here. You wouldn't get to work here anymore with this all this reasonable talking about taking centers at 28 overall. I mean, I don't know, man.
Pitchforks, yeah, so on, so forth. Listen, I just, again, the needs they have, I am of the mind that in an ideal world, if all of the players I just mentioned are on the board, move back. Even if it's a move back to the early second round. This is a team that needs a third-round pick. If you could have 2 seconds this year, you could easily find yourself into, to me, a guy like Xavier Leggett is a name that I'd much prefer over an A.D. Mitchell, sorry, Zach, or, you know, an Xavier Worthy. And the big reason for me is I think there are the question marks around an A.D. Mitchell, and they're coming to light this week too, the diabetes thing and some of the stories around that. So yeah, I want a receiver. Let's just put that out there. Yeah. But I'm not the guy that needs to do anything to get it.
Funny enough, the revelation about Mitchell being a type 1 diabetic, it helps him in my mind. Mm. Because I feel like if you can manage that, like people manage it,
sure,
and maybe as a 20-year-old and a 22-year-old playing college football, he wasn't as on top of it as, like, to me, the Bills would have the resources to put things in place. Like, dude, okay, we like you a lot. We like your skill set. We need to manage this. And I think they can help him do that. Like, to me, his stock, I was really worried about the red flags on him.
Yeah.
You know, giving up on plays and just, you know, that sort of stuff. And even his explanations for it were, you know, a little tough to listen to as a player playing for Sean McDermott, right? I'm just like, are they drafting this guy? Come on, probably not. But I feel like if that explains some, if not all of that, I feel like that's a medical explanation. I can accept that. I think you can work on that. And work with that.
It's different. It's a different one, but it's kind of, it reminds me of wanting guys to run slow at the combine that you like. You know, like if there are negatives baked in, then
they fall down the draft
board. Makes them cheaper,
and that you're not worried about, that you think you can handle. Yeah,
I guess to me the question becomes, you know, the concerns, are they driven by this medical thing? And that was the conversation, was that the diabetes put him in these mood swings and low blood sugar, so on and so forth. To me, the question that I'm probably would love to ask, and I would love to know a candid answer from Brandon Bean, is the reason you parted ways with Stephon Diggs a on-field decision? Is it a off the field attitude,
personality thing,
or is it some sort of combination of both? And it's probably always a shade of gray. But to me, there was, if you watched some highlights, there was somebody who was posting videos of when the play isn't going to Stephon Diggs, he's not in a particular hurry to do much of anything. And I don't think that's the type of player the Bills are going to replace Stephon Diggs with. And if there's a doubt that, you know, A.D. Mitchell's the kind of guy that on a run play is going to take one step and, you know, barely
check
play football. Yes, right. I would wonder if that's something that they want to move away from entirely. And I think it would be fair if that was a legitimate thing for them. And that wasn't Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis left a little to be desired in terms of a complete receiver.
He was Johnny Tryhard
but
all day
if
long.
The running, if the running play was going to the other side of the field, that guy's, you know, finishing a block 5-10 yards down the field.
That to me is quite relevant in all this analysis. Is Davis's size and his blocking, his snap count, all these things. Like for a while there, the Bills were just replacing him in our minds, and then Diggs happened. I think to your one question about why they did it, I doubt the Bills trade Diggs if there wasn't conflict.
Yeah.
Because of the dead cap, you know, Super Bowl contender. If you didn't have that conflict, I can't see why you would do this. But I do also think they can withstand the loss. And really, that's been the big drama here this month with this draft pick or Brandon Ayuk or someone else that might, you know, not even be a name on our radar. Is there someone else that Bean knows how to get to where that at the end of it, you not only think that the Bills are not cooked because their best receiver is suddenly gone, but you might even think they're better because the next guy is younger and Ayuk. I mean, wouldn't we think that Ayuk gives them the same chance of winning? Regardless of what it costs almost, like whatever you could conceive of that trade being a 1-1, next year's one's not going to affect the Super Bowl odds this year. So they could even end up looking stronger. I think that's possible.
I, by the way, I don't buy it at all that Brandon Bean believes that he didn't say they would be better off, but that they could live life without a true number one receiver. I don't believe that he believes that. I think that was a little bit of posturing.
Me either. Yeah.
But I do think that he probably means it for this year. That we can get by without one for now, with the idea that maybe we develop one.
Because if they end up in a circumstance where they don't make this Ayuk trade or any other veteran trade, the say you're seeking a number one receiver and then a week later drafting a receiver would thrust the player into a position where you know they're going to want him to start behind everybody on the depth chart because he's a rookie. So like thrusting him into, oh, there's our new number one receiver. I mean, we're all going to say it anyway. But Bean himself does not want to say, I'm shopping for this, and then I drafted this guy, therefore he is that. That's just not pressure he would want to put on the kid.
Yeah, I also don't buy that like Joe Brady doesn't value a type of receiver. He won a national championship with Joe Burrow with two unbelievable, now, top five receivers in the league. The value of having that, he understands maybe better than anyone.
I 100% feel like all the talk about you know, having guys, I don't care if we, Ladd McConkey, I'm going to be a real nice NFL player. I've got already two guys that are close enough style-wise to him. And I think when I hear people talking about it, I don't get to worry about, you know, size or whether he plays on the boundary. I'm just going to have a bunch of playmakers. That just sounds like a lot of rationalizing to me.
I agree with Mike here, which is you go into this offseason thinking you've got to replace Gabriel Davis. And that's a big X receiver who can be physical and is larger. I'm of the mind that Curtis Samuel is way more of a Stephon Diggs replacement than he is a specialized slot. I think he's going to play Stephon Diggs' position. So if that is true, then you would think that the type of receiver they're going to target is that larger.
The bigger guy.
And I like Ladd McConkey. And he, to me, has the same sort of makeup that Stephon Diggs has. Route runner, almost the exact same size, height, weight, you know, run times, all that stuff. That means you have three guys that are smaller, route runners, yards after catch guy, which is all great. But that to me is like, I think if there is a trade up, Listen, pie in the sky to me is they're trading up into the top 10. I just do not think Brandon Bean is going to be able to live with parting ways with all of the picks necessary to do that. But 17, 21 to go get a Brian Thomas Jr. Now, that's the mold of a receiver that I think would make sense if you're going to get aggressive. So that's why, to me, a guy like Leggett in the second round makes way more sense to me. The size, the tenacity, the blocking ability, like those are the things that I'm maybe sticking out. So I agree with Mike in that I still think what they're searching for is a Gabriel Davis replacement, because I think that they believe they've got their Stephon Diggs replacement in-house.
Well, it's fun to ponder and precarious, I suppose, if you're the Bills and you're so inclined, just which of those teams. I would start at Indianapolis at 15 on all the way down to even Arizona at 27, conceivably. Which of those teams might want a receiver, and who do you want? Who do you have to work with to get to where you want to be? Do you have a thought on this, for as much talk as there's been about how many receivers, the vast number of good ones here this year? I think Indy is realistic at 15. You can make an argument. We had Chris Trapasso doing this very thing yesterday, actually, but Jacksonville at 17, Cincinnati pondering a post-T. Higgins existence at 18, maybe even conceivably trading Higgins in that spot. Pittsburgh at 20 works, and Dallas at 24 maybe also works. The question, I guess, in short is, how much jostling will the Bills need to do? How much will they need to spend to get to who they want?
Well, Brian Thomas Jr. is the only trade-up guy, I think. Unless they're just all in on a guy like Xavier Worthy or something, and they think he's going early, or A.D. Mitchell, who I'm seeing more and more jump ahead of, or at least closer than it had been talked about for the last month, with Brian Thomas Jr. But the team that I'm maybe most perplexed about is at 17, the Jacksonville Jaguars. This idea that they're the team that could, I think, maybe most mocked for Brian Thomas Jr., which, again, we're talking about Gabriel Davis-type receivers, these larger. They just signed Gabriel Davis. The idea, too, that they were still in the running for Calvin Ridley also does not make a whole bunch of sense to me. Why they'd be looking at the receiver position the way that they are, with how much money they already have invested in the position. Now they're going to add additional assets, when that's a team that receiver really wasn't their problem. That's not why they missed the playoffs. So I think for me, that's probably the team you'd look at to say, if I'm going to move up and this guy's still at 16, pick 16, and now 17's on the clock, I think if you're Brandon Bean, you'd get that done without trading next year's first. I think you'd be all over that opportunity. Now, I think Indianapolis is an interesting one. I don't know where you guys stand on Josh Downs. I am enamored with the player. I think he was a guy that I really wanted the Bills to look at last year.
Yeah.
They have a slot and they have an outside guy right now, in Michael Pittman Jr., who is another really, really damn good player. Pittsburgh. Yeah, I don't know what their plan is. They don't draft first round receivers, though. They get the guy in the second round, and he turns out to be great. That is just what they do historically. So do I think that they're going to take a receiver in the first round? I don't think so. They're definitely a team that could do it. I think that I've just been enamored with 17, and if that's the spot I think you can move up to, that Brian Thomas Jr. is still available if that's the move. But Indy is an interesting one, Mike. I would think that they'd want Brock Bowers more than they'd want another receiver in that offense. But, you know, it's really dependent on what they think they have in their quarterback.
They might have to trade up to get him. If they don't, I'm thinking of Evan Silva again. His line was on the Colts GM Ballard, a fool for measurable athleticism. So these receivers offer you that. They've got the young quarterback. Like,
what about the Jets? I mean, I think the Jets could be there at 10. Bowers is a frequenter. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing more and more that, well, maybe they'll be more conservative in offensive linemen. They really have to address the current, the present and future at offensive line. I think they're all in on today, this year. And even if that means sacrificing a position they know they're going to need 2 years down the line, their quarterback's 40. Get them a weapon.
It's over for him at that age.
Right.
I like the Jets going from 10 to 8 because 9 is a popular trade. You know, there's speculation with Chicago having that second pick at 9. Atlanta is at 8. Atlanta doesn't need to do.
Gosh, no.
They don't need that urgency to pick there. Dallas Turner, one of these edge players, defense for Atlanta probably. So I think that that's a win-win. Jets and Falcons, 10-8. But what's even just when it's that high, that's not that cheap to move up. That's like a third to move up two spots. You know, that's probably doable.
Yeah, that's definitely doable.
Okay.
And for you, Mike, I wanted to ask you this. Between Neighbors and Adunze, mm-hmm. who are you? Because I feel like there's a lot of different answers here. There's opinions based on what you like about both guys.
Yeah.
I think I'm as close to 50-50. It's a coin flip for me for both guys. But if I had to choose, Adunze would be, just in terms of fit, a really nice piece for Josh Allen.
That's
but,
me too,
I mean,
for
both
sure.
of those players are damn good.
Yeah, like I would turn to consensus on that and to stats. Hmm. And stats really don't separate those two guys. Like the yards That's per right. hour, all the good stuff, they're both gold, just like Harrison. But Neighbors is more the consensus, higher end. You know what? These guys can kind of do it all. Odunze catches anything that's anywhere Everything. Close to him. Yeah. He'll just catch it. So he's awesome like that. And Neighbors is the guy where you can throw a screen pass and he's like Chase almost, where he's just going to score.
Yeah.
You know, just super explosive.
I've loved Odunze since the start. Like, since I started seeing him in college football this year, he had my attention. Early, very much decided, oh, well, the Bills are going to have no shot at him, so I sort of forgot about it. Like, now we're in the process. The Bills trade Diggs. That is my dream. I know that it's cost prohibitive. But everything about him just, to me, checks all the boxes. Like, he just seems like a Bills guy to me, hearing him talk. I saw a clip today of him talking. This isn't necessarily what makes him a Bills guy, but about like success in contested catches and hiding his hands, right? Like not showing the ball's coming until you have to show that the ball's coming to try to outwit your defense. Like just really, I don't want to say next level stuff, but like, you know, definitely not raw, definitely not mm-hmm. unfinished. Like I feel like that's a plug and play 80 catch guy, like off the bat.
Let's make sure not to ask him what kind of salad dressing he likes then, because you don't want to ruin it.
Right.
You don't want to take that chance. We wouldn't like him at all if he gave that answer, the wrong answer there. Okay, Nate, a final thought? I mean, Jeremy sounds like he's coming after you. Thought maybe he would. You said it.
I was prepared for it, yeah.
Yes.
I tried to distract him earlier by texting him before the segment and just wanted to get his mind on golf. So I texted him some things about golf with the idea mm-hmm. that maybe I would – no, he's going to be upset. But there are two guys that I really, really like name-wise that, like, if you could find a way for the Bills to get their hands on him at the receiver position that I'm sort of falling in love with, Ricky Pearsall, the wide receiver from Florida, is such a unique player. I mean, more of a slot guy, but, like, the most unique slot guy that you would have seen. And I know a lot of people have talked about this. This is a draft for if you – the receivers are – historically good, but they are historically interesting in that a lot of them are specialty like receivers. They're not all the mold of a wide receiver one. And the other guy is Malik Washington from Virginia. Another guy I'm really starting to like a lot as more of a specialized, maybe slot guy, yards after catch, which, or I should say rack, because that is what Brandon Bean uses.
It'll be interesting if this is what they do, because until games, it's going to be, well, they didn't make a big enough move. They didn't make a big enough investment.
Yeah.
Will they get some benefit of the doubt? If they go back into round four, you might see one or both of the, not Pearsall, but maybe Washington is round four. Now, who knows? I'm eager to find out, like, just sort of what reaction is to what happens. Nate, thank you for your insight and for coming by.
Absolutely.
And before we get to the update, and Jeremy, like politics, right? We'll give Jeremy a dissent mm-hmm. or just, you know, get equal time, whatever that's called. We got to get Jeremy to come in and whack away at this. Buffalo, the Honda you want is now in stock at your local Upstate Honda dealer. Now is the perfect time to drive in the moment with our road trip ready Honda vehicles. When you're driving a Honda, you're driving the brand named Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com, best value brand for 2023. So bring on the weekend getaways, the far destinations, and the memories. Now is the time to buy a Honda. For great deals, shop online or visit your closest Upstate Honda dealer today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.